Akiva asked, Kvod HaRav, Shalom Uvracha, thank the Rav very much for taking the time to answer my questions. This one is a follow-up to the Rav's answer to question 262. Allow me to say, though, that I am by no means trying to be argumentative. I am simply trying to gain some insight into a sugya which I mull over very frequently, namely the chiyuv of Aliyah to Eretz Israel, and how to address those frum Jews who choose to live in the Galut, especially America. If I understand the Rav's answer in 262, in which he compares the patur and subsequent need to at least consider Aliyah and ask a Rav from living in Eretz Israel to that of a person who for health reasons must ask a Rav before fasting on Yom Kippur or keeping Shabbos, then how does the Rav explain the fact that the vast majority of frum Jews keep Shabbos and fast on Yom Kippur, but the vast majority of frum American Jews do not ever make Aliyah? If the chiyuv and subsequent reasoning behind paturim of the mitzvahs are similar, as understood from the Rav's answer in 262, then wouldn't we expect similar percentages of observance or non-observance? And isn't the fact that the opposite is true, that there seems to be a great level of shechichasiyom, the forgetting of Sion, amongst American frum Jews? My original question stands. Isn't it time that we Torah observant Jews of Eretz Israel demand the observance of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Israel from our brethren in the exile? How can we further condone the presence of hundreds of thousands of seemingly Torah observant Jews in America when the overwhelming majority are there without halachic sanction? After all, aren't the reasons for a Jew being in chul very clear? Aren't the frum Jews of America over mitzvah sase every day of their existence? And if so, doesn't it behoove us to tell them so? Kol tuv. With great respect and thanks to the Rav, with tefillos for Yeshuas v'nechamos, Akiva. Okay, Akiva, again, things are not as black and white as you paint them. First of all, great poskim, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, say that in our time, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Israel is not a mandatory mitzvah, but only a voluntary mitzvah. So it can't be compared to keeping Shabbos and to fasting on Yom Kippur at all. Even those that hold that settling in Eretz Israel is a mandatory mitzvah also agree that since it involves tremendous expense, moving one's entire family to a new environment, it involves parnosa questions, chinuch questions, or whatever, that the reasons to be exempt from this mitzvah are much more prevalent than people being deathly ill on Yom Kippur or similar to Shabbos. Therefore, there are many more people who would be exempt from the mitzvah of settling in Eretz Israel than would be exempt from fasting on Yom Kippur. So you can't compare the two. I don't know if the majority of Torah observant Jews in America are there without halachic sanction. But as I said, not everybody's situation is the same. And definitely there is a mitzvah, whether it is a mandatory mitzvah or a voluntary mitzvah, people should want to do voluntary mitzvahs also. And people are punished for not doing voluntary mitzvahs in a time when there is anger of God in the world. And therefore one should strive to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Israel, but taking consideration all of the considerations that are halachically valid. Therefore, it all boils down to asking a shaila from someone who will be able to take all of the considerations into account and give an objective psak whether these people should in fact fulfill this mitzvah or not.